cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Here we are. It's a Thursday in the city, and that means Tara and Tony. It's time for us to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us. Hot Cares here on Hot 102.7. And today we're joined by Tara Williams, the founder of 1,000 Days of Grace.
It's a non-profit that steps in wherever support is needed most.
Nice.
It's at the Rehiba Musa Mother and Child Hospital and also other facilities. They help vulnerable moms with breastfeeding, newborn care, and the essentials that can make all the difference between struggle and survival. So from one Tara to another Tara, welcome to Hot 102.7 and thank you for making time for us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So please just take us through why you founded 1,000 Days of Grace and what it means to you.
I was in private practice. As a doula and as a lactation consultant. And I was serving very high income, so middle to high income segments in South Africa. And it was never my wish to only stop there, because the services that you're supplying to moms is basically that everyone needs, right? So our motto and our slogan in 1,000 Days is every mother, every baby, no exceptions. So that was how it was born, is how do we get the service to the ones who need it the most, who actually needs breastfeeding for survival. You know, so a baby breastfeeding in a government facility with low income communities, that is more important because they don't have money to buy formula.
So Tara, you're saying the first 1,000 days of a baby's life are critical, are very important. Tell me why.
So that's the part of your life that you grow the most. So in your brain development, in your body growth, in everything that's happening, it's the most that you'll ever grow at such a fast pace. So your first 2 years are vital for laying down nutrition, laying down health and immunity for future. So what you do in that first 2 years of life really sets the stage for your entire life.
Now, I love what you say there, because as a mother, and I mean you yourself are a mother as well, I always felt very hard done by. I was always told that breastfeeding is the most natural and easy thing in the world. And then it turned out to be harder than Pythagoras' theorem. And I felt like I needed a degree in degrees to try and work it out. It took me 3 months to learn how to breastfeed successfully. And that was with the assistance of a doula. It is a hard thing to learn for many moms, isn't it?
Absolutely. As much as it's the most natural thing to do, it doesn't always come naturally. It's your body. It's the baby's body. It's your anatomy and the baby's anatomy. So it's, you know, sort of like having to create that nice puzzle piece coming together. And often you need guidance, right? You need someone to show you the way. So this is how you do it. If you're a first-time mom, especially, you don't know what's going to happen to you. Like, it's sort of like things are just happening to you, you know, your whole experience.
And something that's so important is happening at the Rehiba Musa Mother and Child Hospital. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so it's kangaroo mother care. So it happens in many facilities around the government facilities. And what that is when babies are born premature. So literally this is like talking about like your 700, 800 grams. So it's, you know, imagine that your hand, if you hold in your hand, put them together, that's the baby. Oh. They weigh literally nothing. So when they get a little bit bigger and they grow and they're off oxygen and, you know, they can breathe well and now they're just learning to feed and they're learning to grow. We have then what we call is a kangaroo mother care facility, where they sit and they do skin to skin with their moms literally the whole day. And moms, they need to express, because they're so tiny, they can't feed directly off the breast. Mm-hmm. They get tired very quickly, so they need to be fed via cups with expressed breast milk. You know, to an extent, it can even set the benchmark between poverty and thriving, because a child who is stunted in the first 2 years of life has less cognitive ability than a child who's thriving and is able to learn and grow. And then evidently they do better in school. So if you invest in these first 2 years, literally you invest in the entire future of the child.
So from what we've been told by Hot 102.7 listeners is that you guys have 16 electronic hospital beds at the moment. Is that right?
Yes. So that's in our KMC unit. We've got a 16 bed unit. Yeah.
And what else do you need to really, really make this project take off?
So our breast pumps, our electric pumps, are obviously one of the main things that we're also looking for. The pumps are hospital grade pumps, which cost about 3,500 rand a pump. And these pumps work with many mums, right? So ideally, we'll have a pump at every bed, mm-hmm. and mums can then use that pump. It gets sterilized. It's a closed system pump, so which means that obviously infection control is maintained.
Yeah, I mean, Tara, you guys are doing incredible work, and that is exactly why Hot 102.7 Hot Cares and our listeners are proud to get involved. We want to jump on board and help cover the cost of 16 hospital grade electrical breast pumps at the Kangaroo Mother Care Unit to the value of 56,000 rand.
Thank you so much, guys. It's really amazing. It's such a relief, you know. And I often think, when I look at them, when they get to use a pump mm-hmm. instead of using their hands, you know, the smile on their face and like the relief of, oh my gosh, you know, like you really helped me to at least have ease for this period of time. So I think they would also just be very grateful. Thank you so much, guys.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.